Let's go watch it in 2D. No, let's go watch it in 3D. But if we watch it in 3D, then is it worth the cost?
Every year, grandkids, cousins, pretty much everyone gets together. Even great-grandma Coco.
Life sounds like...
Miguel, eat your food. Here, have some more.
No, gracias. I mean, sí?
That's what I thought you said.
Día de los Muertos has begun.
It's the one night of the year our ancestors can come visit us.
I thought it might have been one of those made-up things. I was just...
Tonight is about family.
I am not like the rest of my family.
There's something that makes me different. Great-great-grandfather, I want to be a musician, just like you.
All right, who's in there?
I'm sorry.
Welcome to the land of your ancestors.
Miguel?
We're your family.
You're skeletons.
You're alive.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Adolf Vega from 3DOr2D.com, and today I'm reviewing Coco. As usual, I'm going to talk about the 3D element first. Unfortunately, the screen I went to was not in 3D. It was 2D only. So I'm going to have to skip this section, unfortunately. Well, on to the movie itself. So Coco is the story of a young boy named Miguel, and he wants to be a musician, specifically a guitar. He lives in Mexico in the 1980s? 90s? It's kind of vague, the time period, but they have VHS tapes, so I'm guessing 80s, 90s. So, anyway, he wants to be a musician, but his family is not interested in that lifestyle. His family wants him to continue the family tradition, which is shoemaking. And Miguel decides, or through a series of events, Miguel crosses over to the land of the dead and tries to have an adventure, try to get back to the land of the living. And that's basically the story in a nutshell. It's kind of hard to talk about it without spoiling it. And some of the aspects of this movie are kind of weird. But I did enjoy it. Now, just for disclosure, I am a Hispanic. My ancestry is from Mexico, and I'm aware of the holiday, which is Día de los Muertos, or Day of the Dead. It is a holiday that most indigenous Mexicans, or Mayan, or people that Aztec, that, you know, indigenous people of Mexico, more or less, they celebrate it more than traditional Mexicans who are Catholic. I remember once before I asked my grandmother about Día de los Muertos and why we don't celebrate that, and she basically said, "Es para las brujas," which translates roughly to "it's for witches," which basically means there ain't no Catholic thing about that. And not Christian about it. You know, we're Catholic, I'm Catholic, and Día de los Muertos, in some ways, is, I guess, not really against Catholicism. It's just very different interpretation of the afterlife and death. The reason I mention this is just for sake that you know I am part of this culture. I do get it. I never participated in this, but I am aware. A generation and a half removed from this, you know. So, I know in recent pop culture, Día de los Muertos have really become more prominent, more bigger, I guess, in popular culture. The previous release of Book of Life, which I already reviewed and I really enjoyed. So this movie, in some ways, have been compared to the Book of Life, and I really feel like they're very different movies. They have similar themes, but different movies. Kind of like how Ants and Bug's Life are both about insects, but they're very different movies. So, the good ideas seem to come around multiple times, and this movie is a good idea, based on Dia de los Muertos, which is, you know, it's a holiday where the living once a year, just about, I think it was after Halloween, I think it's November 1st or 2nd, don't quote me on that, but the living will make little shrines for recently the dead, and the family members will have little pictures, and they will have make their own food and go to the graveyard and honor the dead, and they believe that the dead will come back and eat the food, and they will be able to interact with the family. And that's what this movie is about, being able to go back and forth between the life of the living and life of the dead. And young Miguel here, to go back all around, you know, he accidentally goes into the life of the living, which is parallel but not directly connected, unless it's the Day of the Dead, when people have the right to go back and forth. If you're remembered, that's a big caveat here. If you are forgotten, you're gone. So the rules of this movie are a little bit strange. Like, they don't just sit down and tell you what's going on sometimes. And it's like, huh? I don't know this culture. You know, I know of it. You know, but there's these little spirit creatures. And it's like, what is that? I don't know anything about that. Tell me. And the movie doesn't tell you anything. Just goes on. And that's one of the movie's flaws, is that the movie just kind of goes on. It does not give you time to really explain itself. In some ways, the movie is fast. I feel like it's very kinetic. Like a lot of other animated movies of the recent past, they have been very quick. Always going to the next action scene, always going to the next set piece. You know, just, I guess, the kids these days, they want something fast and they want to keep going and they don't want boring exposition. You know, they want to keep going, the next fun scene. And I get that. I get that. It's a kids' movie. It's animated. It's by Pixar. But I kind of would have liked a little more time explaining things. You know, the fact that Miguel goes into the land of the dead, he never feels astonished by that. He never feels amazed or whimsical about this feature, where he even admits that he doesn't really believe in it. So now that you know, it's fascinating. And then they mentioned a couple times here and there that his family is Christian. You see crosses. You see him doing the sign of the cross. And it's kind of a weird thing, because it kind of doesn't make sense to why Christians, why Catholics specifically, you know, it's a weird paradox. I know that's actually part of Mexican culture. It's a weird paradox of understanding the future and respecting the past. So I'll let that one go, but I did notice it. It's like, hey, you can't have Christian stuff with Day of the Dead. They're two opposite ideas, you know? So the movie is a little bit too kinetic for me, a little bit too fast. But when it does slow down, it becomes an excellent movie. So there's many times it does slow down, but I wish it was more. I wish that they really sat down and let you breathe in the grandeur of the situation and the story. So the fact that they're a little bit rushed, I mean, overall, not the story elements, but the just how the movie flows is quite a fast pace. And there is a massive, massive amount of characters here. Now, most of them are kind of frivolous, but it's just the fact that they are frivolous is kind of annoying. I kind of wish that either A, you cut it down, or B, you give them more screen time. One or the other, because there is a huge, you know, Miguel is part of a huge family, which I get, you know, Mexicans and Hispanic have huge families. Part of that is, You know, I'm part of a bigger family too, so it's not that big a problem. But it's you know, there's so many people here, it's hard to keep track. And the movie, in some ways, feels predictable, which is kind of a shame. I mean, it's not completely predictable, but there's definitely many plot points where I was like, you know what's going to happen here? That's going to happen. Oh, it did happen, pretty much like I thought it was. That's kind of a shame. I wish it was a little more creative in the plot points. I mean, they have a creative idea of traveling between the life and the dead, and to be remembered is one of the more interesting aspects of this movie, and memory and family. So I would have liked a little more time with this movie. I thought it emotionally impacted me. I really cried at the end, and I think most people in the theater were crying, and it was a very sweet and tender moment. It was a deserved cry. I kind of saw it coming, though, and it kind of blunted it a little bit. I was like, oh, they're going to do that, aren't they? Yep, they did it. I'm not going to spoil it because I'm just not my style, but still. There's some flaws to this movie, but I did love the animation style. I think it was beautiful. I do love the voice actors. They do a good job of putting Spanish into the movie, so it feels more authentic. You don't have to know Spanish to appreciate this. If you do, you get even more out of it, but you'll be fine. It's kind of like I Love Lucy, and how when you have Ricky Ricardo speaking in Spanish, and it doesn't really change the plot, but you definitely, if you know what he's saying, it's really fun. Most of the time, Ricky Ricardo, by the way, he's just kind of cussing. So he would not be allowed to say those things on American TV, but since it's Spanish and the censors don't understand it, they let it happen. So it's just kind of funny. To watch I Love Lucy and actually understand Spanish. Just kind of like how in this movie, if you know Spanish, you'll probably get some of it. Now, that being said, I actually really want to watch this movie in Spanish. I do fully understand Spanish and sí hablo español. So I think it would work a little better because I feel like the characters are more made to be in Spanish. But neither here nor there. It's still incredibly enjoyable, very sweet, very tender, and emotional. Coco is a fantastic movie, and Pixar really hit it out of the park with here on Disney. Great animation, beautiful visuals, great story. Too many characters, but the characters that are there are pretty great. I do wish it was a little bit longer, you know, just give me a little bit more time to breathe it in. Maybe a little more time establishing the rules of this world or universe and, you know, cut down the characters a little bit. Make it a little less predictable. But all in all, I still loved it and I would highly recommend it. So unfortunately, maybe if I have time and money, I'll try to see it in 3D, and I guess that'll be a separate podcast. But as now, I feel like Coco is a 9 out of 10. So, highly recommended. That's going to be it for me. Thanks for listening. Bye.
We may have our differences, but nothing's more important than family. I'm proud we're family!
Go away, you! Go!
It's just Dante.
Never name a street dog. They'll follow you forever. Now, go get my shoe.
Alright, so that's going to wrap up this podcast.
Remember to like, comment, favorite, subscribe, love, whatever. Heart it, be something.
3D or 2D.com can be found on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, and SoundCloud. And if you want to send us email, our email address is email3dor2d@gmail.com. And thank you again for listening. Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye, everyone.